Hello, everyone. I hope that you are doing well today. I just wanted to start out with a reminder for this coming Sunday and just to let you know that we will be having our worship service outside. If you want some more details, I would encourage you to check out the video that Pastor Paul made that's on our website. It's only a couple minutes long, but it will contain all the information you need. But just as a quick reminder, we're just encouraging you to bring your own lawn chair if you don't have one or if you don't feel like bringing one. We'll have folding chairs available for you. We'll also have handouts with the sermon notes and song lyrics on them for you to pick up. But since we will be outside, masks will not be required, but we're still asking that you maintain social distancing. And if you're worried about the sun, we'd encourage you to bring an umbrella to give you some shade. Or if you don't mind sitting in the back, you can bring a pop-up tent for some shelter from the sun. But this is going to be our plan for the entire month of July, unless there's bad weather, and then we'll be back inside with the rules that we've been having. But we're just excited about this, and we're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. But I just want to go ahead and dive right in for today. So my plan for today was to start a series of videos that would take us through the end of August. But yesterday I saw something that kind of got my mind going, and I just wanted to share a few of my thoughts with you about that. And so I was actually looking at some children's books that Courtney had sent me, and I was looking into the author because I had never heard of her before, and that's just kind of what I do. When I see a book that I don't know the author, I kind of look some stuff about them to just kind of see where they're coming from. But this author's name was Jenny Allen. And there was one section of her website with just has a few snapshots of videos and notes and social media posts. And one of those things said, "I hate that we are known for our hate, when the very thing that Christ said we should be known for is our love. I'm sorry, world." Now, I don't want to get into all the details about why she was posting that specific thing. It's not really that important to this video, but I will tell you that it was a response to a Christian leader and pastor speaking about another Christian unkindly for no reason. It was just really unacceptable, and it was mean, it was unkind, and it was things that shouldn't have been said. And this really kind of hit home for me because we just finished this sermon series on the beautiful church. And the church is beautiful. I love the church. It's amazing. It's a gift and it's a blessing from God. And there is nothing else like it in the world. There is nothing that brings so many different people of so many different backgrounds with such different experiences and makes us one in Christ. That's what the church does. And it's such an incredible thing. But we are still sinners. And sometimes the beautiful church can be ugly. Sometimes Christians don't treat one another with love, and they certainly don't treat unbelievers with love. Sometimes we reject the mission to go into the world, and we withdraw completely and say, "You aren't welcome here." There are so many people out there, and I am certain that everyone watching has met someone who has said that they don't go to the church or they don't want to have anything to do with religion because they had a bad experience at church. And they aren't making it up. There have been, and probably will continue to be, people who have bad experiences in the church, who have been mistreated by the church. And if we can't learn to treat one another with love, how can we hope to treat the lost with love? If we can't forgive those who disagree with us inside the family of God, how can we reach out and welcome those who are lost? And so today I just want to spend a few minutes to encourage you to commit to love. And there's a reason we are commanded to love over and over and over again in the New Testament. It isn't optional, and we can never be reminded too many times of the importance of the commandment that Christ gave us to love one another. So go ahead and grab a Bible and turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. And I actually encourage you, if you have some time this week, to just spend some time and read all of 1 John. It's an incredible book built around this concept of loving God and loving people. And we don't have time to do that, however. We're going to focus on just two verses today. But I just would encourage you to do that, to read this book, especially if you've never read it before. It's such an incredible, powerful book that we get from the Apostle John. So I want to read today 1 John verses 20, or chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. He says, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has not, or who he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother." I just want to take this apart piece by piece. So the first thing he says is, anyone who says, "I love God," but hates his brother is a liar. These two things are not compatible. You cannot faithfully, genuinely, sincerely love God and hate your brother. It is impossible. To love God means that you love your brother, and to hate your brother is to despise God. We must love one another. John then expounds on this. He says, if you do not love your brother who you can see, who is this person who's right in front of you, if you can't love that person, you cannot love God whom you have never seen. If you can't love the people in your life, the people who surround you, who you can see, touch, and talk to face to face, how can you say that you love the God that you cannot see, who's not those things? If we choose to ignore the feelings, emotions, the opinions, the well-being of the people in our lives, how can we claim that we love God? We can't. We can't love God and treat people with contempt. We can't love God and be cruel, insensitive, or unkind to the people that he has put in our lives, to the people that he has brought together and called his church. John finishes the thought, this commandment is from God. This is the commandment that comes from God. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. If you love God, you must also love people. You must love the people in your church. You must love the people in your community. You must love more than just the people that agree with you. You must love those people who disagree with you. You must love those who do things in a different way than you would do them. We must love those with whom we disagree. We must be kind with the things that we say, with the things that we do. We should be above and beyond the world's definition of what love is. Even those who disagree with us should be forced to say, at least we were kind. I might disagree with that person, but at least I felt like they cared about me. Right now, many of the views of the church are called hateful and bigoted, and I'm not going to suggest that we cave to society on what we should believe, but when we articulate what we believe, we need to be sensitive to what our tone is. Do we communicate that we love these people? Do those who we disagree with, when they leave, do they leave with a sense of feeling like we love them, that we care about them? Jesus was gentle with sinners. They knew he loved them. He called them to repent, but he spoke to them in love. And that is our calling. And I hope that it can never be said of any of us that we are known by our hate, that we treat people unkindly, that we are mean-spirited. We need to be known by our love. And if we truly love God, we will also love our brother, and our lives will show it. And so I just want to end by encouraging you to evaluate the way that you think about and the way you speak to those who you disagree with. Is it in love? Think about the person who you just can't seem to get along with. It could be someone at church, it could be someone at work, or it could even be someone in your own home that you just have a hard time connecting with. Does that person feel like you love them? Does the way that you speak to them, does the way that you treat them offer any proof that you love them? We need to ask ourselves these questions. We need to evaluate the words that we use, the way that we speak to people. And if it is not loving, we need to change. This is the commandment that we have been given. If we love God, we must also love people. And I hope and I pray that we do. And I hope that we will make a commitment to grow in the way that we show love. We can always grow to be more loving to one another. And it is my hope that each of us strives to love a little more and a little better each and every day. I'll see you next week.